Well, that was my cast iron sets. And again, this is Kirsten. I'm sitting in for Mike on the Mic because this is Mike on the Mic, and it is on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is, which allows us to really showcase local musicians who are so talented and are out there working hard and playing live. And we really encourage people to go out and listen to them. We can play their recordings, but you know, their recordings, although absolutely fantastic, what happens in live performances is organic, and things happen that you won't necessarily hear in a recording. And you are able to experience the synergy of the musicians on stage. And sometimes they have really great merch, which is definitely in the case of the Cast Irons. They have their music in a little card. It looks like the size of a credit card, and it is a flash drive. So you can put the music on your computer, and there you have it. Voila. And they're T-shirts actually have a really beautiful drawing of an octopus, which my understanding is Corey Prince, who plays drums, is on that. So speaking of that, the band consists of Eric Downing on vocals, Brian Fernald on guitar, and he does some vocals as well. Corey Prince is on drums, Bob French is on bass, and my understanding is on the song that I played, Endless Dream, Bob was on both stand-up bass and mandolin. So that is the power of recording. So in that set, I played the Cast Irons, Endless Dream. That was their acoustic version from the Broken Hearts Club. And then after that, David Byrne and St. Vincent, Dinner for Two from Love the Giant. And then St. Vincent solo, Paris is Burning, a particularly favorite song of mine from Marry Me. Then Husker Du. So Bob and I have been texting back and forth, and we both decided we love Husker Du. I do. And I was just reading a book, and the book mentioned both Husker Du and Dinosaur Jr. And I was like, I don't listen to them enough. So that was Never Talking to You Again. Then Radiohead Kid A from Kid A. That was the title track. And then the Cast Irons, Good Haunting from The Longest Night. And this in the background is Duke Levine. And Duke Levine will be playing at the Burin, and that is on December 1st. And I said it was the Sweet Sounds of the 70s, which it is, but it's actually the Super Sweet Sounds of the 70s. So if you can get out on December 1st and go hear Duke Levine, I think that you will really enjoy what you hear. So I did mention that this is going to be a Belle and Sebastian Love Fest, so we're going to get back into some Belle and Sebastian. And then after that, I am going to play some musicians who are going to be playing live in the near future. So that would be Melissa Farrick and Carissa Johnson and Will Daly. And then we'll see how much time I have left and see who else I can showcase on this lovely show on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So with that, let's go back into some Belle and Sebastian.
Where the fire blood that they came. Then you go to the place where you finally found you can look at yourself. Sleep the clock around.
They say it ain't complicated, any fool can understand. Until the fuse is lit and it blows up in your hand. It all looks good on paper, step by step you follow the plan. In the sky, watch the desperate vapor till it blows up in your hand. Love is rocket science. What comes up, it must come down. In burning pieces on the ground. You've touched the hem of heaven. For a time you felt alive. Love is rocket science. What comes up, it must come down. And burning pieces on the ground. What comes up, it must come down. And tragic pieces on the ground.
Thank you. he better be alive. Tomorrow's watching on my phone. As your trigger shakes, he better be alive. I don't think you're certain. You know what you're hurting. Who or why with his arms aloft, clawing toward a sympathetic sky. You better be alive. You better be alive. You better be alive. You better be alive. I stay awake all night till his car pulls in. He better be alive. On faking a peaceful, plundered life, so long as he's alive. All these shattered bodies, all this changeless dreaming, written on our sidewalks, in our sacrifice. You better be alive. You better be alive. You better be alive. You better be alive. Cause I gotta tell his son, and then tell his son he should be alive. All these shattered bodies, all this changeless dreaming, written on our sidewalks, in our sacrifice. You better be alive. You better be alive. You better be alive. You better be alive. Stolen. I'll show you a Baltimore, Carolina, Staten Island fire. He better be alive. He better be alive. He better be alive. He better be alive. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. He better be alive. Better be alive. He better be alive. He better be alive. You better be alive, you better be alive. Oh, 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 oh. You better be alive, you better be alive. You better be alive,
you better be alive.
You better be alive, you better be alive. Oh, 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 oh.
Right.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Or maybe it's the other way around, and the best thing to happen to a person is a shelter pet. Adopt. In my spare time, when I'm not teaching nursing students or on air, I foster dogs. And we have an unwanted fire hose of... No, that's not quite right. I said that backwards. A fire hose of unwanted dogs that head toward Massachusetts. So if you're thinking about getting a dog, think about adopting. I've had some really spectacular dogs come through my house. I think in the past few years, I've had 60 dogs come through and get adopted, and they are in happy homes. So as I mentioned, this is the Belle and Sebastian Love Fest. So I started off that set with Sleep the Clock Around from the BBC Sessions. And sleep is what I'm planning on doing the rest of this weekend. Then there was Nancy Griffith, The Ghost Inside of Me from the album Clock Without Hands. I really listened to that whole thing a lot. There are a lot of good songs on that CD, on that recording. After that, Melissa Ferrick, Shatter Me from the album Listen Hard. And this is where we start hearing musicians who are going to be playing in the near future. So Melissa Ferrick will be at Club Passim on December 26th and 27th. So you have a couple of dates there where you might get the chance to see her, hear her. After that, Carissa Johnson, Nobody's Phony Here, off the recording For Now. And Carissa will be at the Burren on December 18th. So I know where I'm going to be on December 18th. Carissa was here for Live Day. She is just she's a phenomenal musician. She's so talented. And I think that show on the 18th will be really worth going to. After that, Lori McKenna, Rocket Science from the album Lorraine. And Lori McKenna will also be at Club Passim on the 21st and 22nd. And I don't know, I'm going to hear Will Daly on the 13th, so I might just bring my sleeping bag there. So yeah, after Lori McKenna was Will Daly, He Better Be Alive. That was from our Live Day. Will has also been a guest here and is so beloved by WMFO. He will be at the Burren on December 12th and December 13th. So a lot of good live music coming up. Hopefully you all will get a chance to go out and hear some of these musicians. And then, of course, Duke Levine, who is in the background right now. And this is off of his recording. No, that's not quite right. It says Nobody's Home, but I think it's Duke. Oh, no, it's Nobody's Home. Never mind, my mistake. So this is When I Go Walkin', Duke Levine. And Duke Levine will be at the Burren on December 1st doing his sweet songs of the 70s, super sweet songs of the 70s. Again, this is Kirsten. I'm sitting in for Mike on the mic, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to go back into some Belle and Sebastian and some music that has been inspired by my nephew. My nephew is very musically talented, and he is really guiding me through some changes in my house to set up for performance space. So here goes out to Rob, a number of songs. But before we get into Rob's set, we will once again go into Belle and Sebastian.
She is as pure as the cold driven snow. best of us. You were laid on your back with the boy with the Arab strap, with the boy from the Arab strap.
He takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wanks. She's a waitress and she's got style.
Thank you. on days where the state I pay makes drone attacks 2 words a week. I drink some wine, I feel mostly okay. But even if it's not my fault, I can't quite shake the small dark thought that I make this a worse place.
lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I found.
Once again, this is Kirsten. I am sitting in for Mike Newman, who hosts Mike on the Mic. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I just want to thank all the people who have signed in and messaged me and are on Facebook. It really helps to have the support. Mark Horowitz was listening in as he was going on, heading toward his hike in the Blue Hills. So that was super nice to hear. And Mike is still sunny and warm and in Florida. He will get here before the snow, which is a good thing, but then he'll be here and he'll have to deal with the snow, so that's not such a good thing. Chuck Yu, who did 4 hours of radio yesterday and is listening in, and thanks so much for the support, Chuck. It does help to know who the listeners are, right? And Tara and David are out there, and they are listening with their family. They are very talented musicians. I missed their last performance when they were covering some Portishead music, and I really wish that I had been able to go out and see them. Hopefully they'll do that again, and we'll get some recordings out of it, or I'll be able to announce it, because they would really be a great show to go hear. They were in Arlington, and it sounded like a very successful performance. So speaking about snow and weather and all of that, I'm going to end with a Ryan Montblues song. He is going to be at Club Passim coming up. He has a few nights in a row. And if you're a Ryan Montblue fan, you know that he comes out once a year and does his 3-night gig and sells out at Club Passim. So here he is. Enjoy. And then I will stay on. So stick around for Something About the Women if you want to hear more music that is similar to what I have been playing. Enjoy.
I had a bad night. I mean, not so bad. I thought I was king of the world. till daylight. I mean, I never stopped once until my hands finally fell. And I fought my daytime self with a mighty dose of hate. Look at nighttime me. I never do win that battle, but I fought it over and over and over and over, it seems. And I saw an old man smiling on a park bench feeding the pigeons. My head was spinning. As my young body ached, I wished for an old man's vision. And I watched the way he moved, slow, serene, and lucky to be alive. And I thought to myself, I'm never gonna make it that far. Too many more nights like last night.
And I'd rather be 75 and sunny than acting like I'm 17 and freezing again.
I'd rather be up early in the morning and up late at night erasing memories where I've been.
Or to be through at 52 someday, stone-faced and bleary-eyed.
You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment's growing bigger by and by. And I've got a best friend. She don't drink or smoke like I've been known to. She's got religion. She's a one-woman dynamo and shine a light in every room she goes to. She says the light that's there won't go nowhere, no way. She don't spend every second smiling, but she's learning something exciting every day.
She'd rather be 75 and sunny, 29 with a chance of showers all the time. She'd rather be old as dirt, $9 bottle of wine. Ought to be 30, 35, Mama Stone with her back to the wind.
You better believe she's living for the moment, but her moment is the whole damn thing. And I see these spin kids, double wide out and rolling and tumbling. And they're roaming in inches, taking a high dive approach and screaming towards the water. Their hearts race a million miles as they buy another smile from a jar. Their bodies are screaming for the water. You know, I just hope they can make it that far.
I hope they're 75 and sunny, not 29 with a chance of flurries all the time. I hope we're all old as dirt, not new as every $25 trip that we could try. Or we fought at 35, Mama Stone with our backs to the wind. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment sums the whole damn thing.
And I say I'd rather be 75, oh how nice, oh how easy for me to say. I've never broken a bone in my life, let alone have my heart or a hip replaced. And I keep this furious pace, and I still feel so good and strong. And I still get tempted for a taste, just a taste, to keep me going, 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 going. But I got a notion that everything I learned been coming round in my devotion to the new thing and the next thing, and the hip thing is slowing down. And I got a light in here, won't go nowhere,